You are listening to the PubK Cyber Cafe, a biweekly podcast of news on the government response to cybersecurity threats and trends, including federal, state, and international laws and regulations, and cyber in the courtroom. Hi, welcome back to the Cyber Cafe. This is Bill Oliver for PubK Cyber. Every morning, we capture the latest news and opinion related to government cybersecurity efforts, and every 2 weeks on this podcast, we recap our top headlines. The White House has appointed Grant Schneider as the second federal chief information security officer after he served in an acting capacity for the last 18 months. Schneider is also the National Security Council's senior director for cybersecurity, a position he will retain. As federal CISO, he will lead cybersecurity strategy across the executive branch and chair the CISO Council. Schneider previously served as the Defense Intelligence Agency's CIO. The administration also is developing a national risk management initiative aimed at tightening the communication lines between government and industry about major cyber vulnerabilities. The effort will link the Departments of Homeland Security, Energy, and the Treasury with companies in their sectors, as well as smaller agencies that regulate or interact with specific sectors that face cyber threats. Representatives Scott Perry and Peter King are working on legislation that would expand the Department of Homeland Security's authority to deny contracts to companies that pose cybersecurity supply chain threats. A separate proposal floated by the White House would give DHS broad authority to bar contractors that present cyber risks from obtaining civilian government contracts. Speaking of barring contractors, the ban on Kaspersky Lab products throughout government has taken effect despite the firm's 11th-hour court appeal to delay it. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit denied Kaspersky's request to stay the rule, but allowed its court case to proceed. The Department of Commerce has authorized Chinese telecom ZTE to resume some business activities, while a deal is worked out regarding its ban on buying U.S.-made hardware and software. Commerce is carving out a temporary exception, allowing ZTE to provide support for current customers and to make and receive payments involving current contracts. This authorization is valid until August 1st, and the administration hopes ZTE will be in compliance with a less punitive deal by that date. Congress has abandoned its plan to unravel the deal. Language in this year's Defense Authorization Act reinstating the ban have been removed by House and Senate negotiators. The Department of Defense may stop awarding contracts to companies whose weapons are deemed vulnerable to cyber attacks. Currently, companies are responsible for self-assessing whether their products meet DoD cybersecurity standards, but Kevin Fahey, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Acquisition, says that recent events have convinced Pentagon officials that more needs to be done. DoD is developing a way to test the cyber defenses of weapons when assessing bids from companies. Officials believe that requiring cyber hardening as a part of weapons competitions will force companies to better protect their systems. DoD is also planning to hack defense contractors, Fahey says. Under one scenario under consideration, a red team playing the role of hackers would attempt to penetrate contractor systems and identify weaknesses. Representative John Ratcliffe has introduced a bill to amend the 2002 Homeland Security Act to incorporate DHS's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program. The bill would make program capabilities available for use by any federal agency with or without reimbursement. Many partner agencies have complained about a convoluted funding structure for CDM, where agencies receive only partial funding from DHS that rarely covers the full cost of implementation. DHS is also working to accelerate the program, with several major contract awards this summer. In recent weeks, GSA has awarded more than $1 billion in contracts to vendors supporting the program, including a $620 million contract to Booz Allen Hamilton to support seven agencies, including VA and the Department of Energy, and a $530 million contract to CGI Federal, which will support the Department of Justice, Labor, State, and other agencies. DHS is also planning to evaluate solutions for the next phase of the CDM program, which will focus on data protection. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has given the North American Electric Reliability Corporation 6 months to modify standards related to cybersecurity for critical infrastructure. FERC has ordered the corporation to improve mandatory reporting of cybersecurity incidents, including attempts that might pose a future threat to operations of the nation's bulk electric system. FERC also called for more standardized incident reports and for the reports to be directed to those organizations best equipped to respond to them. The U.S. Coast Guard Academy is now offering an academic program in cyber systems. The Academy is opening a cyber lab with dedicated servers, a new laboratory, and a specially designed classroom. The program will encompass policy, law, ethics, operating systems, software design, and intelligence. Colorado lawmakers recently passed a new data privacy law that heightens requirements for corporate and public entities handling personal information of Colorado residents. Effective September 1st, the law tightens the breach notification deadline to 30 days after a breach is discovered, requires businesses and third parties to adopt reasonable security procedures to safeguard personally identifiable information, and adds data disposal rules. Baker McKenzie has updated the 2018 edition of its GDPR National Legislation Survey, which captures the status quo on national data protection law developments as of May 2018. The survey is intended to help businesses bring their data protection practices in line with the GDPR and to understand and analyze the local laws supplementing the regulation. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office has slapped Facebook with a £500,000 fine for lack of transparency and security issues related to the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The fine is a small percentage of the company's 2017 revenues, but is the maximum allowed under the legislation in force when the breach occurred. The ICO also has demanded a shakeup of data management practices by 11 UK political parties and will also be conducting audits of leading credit reference companies such as Equifax. Taiwan recently passed the Cybersecurity Management Act, which requires providers of critical infrastructure to establish and maintain a safe, stable, and secure cyber environment. Providers must draft and implement a cybersecurity maintenance plan to conform with the requirements of their designated cyber responsibility level and report any shortcomings in implementation to the authorities. They must also notify the authorities of active threats to their operations. China has published the draft regulations of the Classified Protection of Cybersecurity. Under China's cybersecurity law, the draft regulation establishes the classified protection of cybersecurity. It extends the subjects of security protection to include nearly anything related to construction, operation, maintenance, and use of networks, such as cloud computing, big data, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, project control systems, and the mobile internet. The National Assembly of Vietnam passed its law on cybersecurity by a vast majority. The law's full text has not yet been officially issued, but it is believed to incorporate changes since the most recently published draft. The law applies to entities that provide services on the nation's internet and telecom networks and handle user data. The law also includes data localization language and grants authority to the Ministry of Public Security to carry out audits in certain circumstances. U.S. lawmakers have expressed their objection to the law, which requires tech companies to remove content within 24 hours of receiving a request from Vietnamese authorities and to turn data over to them when requested. More than 20 lawmakers from both houses of Congress have asked Google and Facebook not to share sensitive user data with the Vietnamese government that could enable surveillance and censorship of U.S. citizens. They suggest that companies not store data in Vietnam to keep it out of the government's hands. And finally, Brazil's federal Senate has approved a bill inspired by the EU's General Data Protection Regulation. If enacted, the bill would establish a comprehensive data protection regime in Brazil and impose detailed rules for the collection, use, processing, and storage of personal data. It also would establish a national data protection authority, require the appointment of data protection officers, require notification of data breaches, and restrict international data transfer. And that's the news for this week. For further reading on today's topics, you can find links to our blog posts and original sources on the PubK Cyber page where you listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Join me again in 2 weeks for another recap of cybersecurity legal news in the Cyber Cafe.